The National Ag Statistics Service of USDA has published out the crop update and crop progress for the week. Right now, peanuts are 27% planted nationwide. Last year, we were at 23. The peanuts planted in Georgia, as of May the 8th, 29%. Five-year average is 22. The soil moisture, though, is 3% very short, 30% short, 58 adequate, and 9% surplus. They said peanuts and cotton are being planted daily. Colder temperatures and windy conditions have had a slight setback on soil temperatures, but still looking good. No disease issues so far in the field. In Alabama, 20% planted. They're normally at 20%. Last year on this date, they were at 22. Soil moisture right now, 5% very short, 17 short, 73 adequate, 5% surplus in Alabama. Peanut producers have begun to plant their crop in Alabama. They said the last couple of days of cool weather have not been good on crops just planted. Conditions are dry in most places in Alabama. In Florida, 46% of the peanuts have been planted. 32 is their five-year average. So they're a little bit ahead of schedule. Soil moisture in the peanut belt, 4% very short, 32 short, 60 adequate, and 4% surplus. Peanut planting continued this week in Washington, Gilchrist, and Levy counties, but there are reports of some fields being too dry to plant. They'll have to wait for a rain to plant their peanuts. Overall, though, 27% of the crop is down, and 23% is the five-year average moving forward. CCC announced this week they're going to be offering up some peanuts for the last of the 2014. They desire to swap or exchange peanuts for up to 3 million pounds of commercial peanut butter. We'll have more details on that offer later. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.